A political newcomer and former Syracuse University football player is announcing his candidacy to challenge Democratic Syracuse area State Senator Rachel May this fall. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, 28-year-old Republican Sam Rogers says May consistently aligns and votes with a downstate coalition.
Rogers says policies like eliminating cash bail are harming Central New York. Beyond the current controversy, he says don't overlook how it was passed.
Our representatives didn't listen to district attorneys. They didn't listen to judges. They didn't listen to law enforcement. They ignored counterarguments. They ignored mounting opposition. They hid it in the budget and passed the law anyway.
Rogers says there needs to be some judicial discretion to set bail. County clerks have also sued the state over implementing the green light law, which allows undocumented immigrants to apply for a driver's license, another policy May has supported.
If our representatives are not listening to officials with expertise in the field, district attorneys, county clerks, do you think our voices are being heard as citizens?
Rogers grew up in State College, Pennsylvania. In addition to SU, he also graduated from Cornell Law School, lives in Syracuse, and is working part-time in the Onondaga County Law Department, finishing up a master's degree at the Maxwell School. He's the first and only Republican so far to announce a run for the nomination. The 53rd State Senate District includes most of the city of Syracuse, parts of Oneida County, and all of Madison County. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.